La fête du Canada sera également une journée de commémoration aux Premières Nations pour les habitants de Plamondon et Lac-Labiche, alors que plusieurs activités seront offertes le 1er juillet sur le site de l'ancienne mission de Lac-Labiche. Une séance de pow-wow est aussi organisée. Le pow-wow est une danse traditionnelle chez les Premières Nations. Pour l'organisatrice du pow-wow et membre d'une communauté autochtone, Randy Lynn, danser lors des célébrations de la fête du Canada est un signe de résilience.
I have had people in the Indigenous community kind of not attack me, but confront me on why I choose to dance there, especially on Canada Day. And for me, it's a personal choice to dance there because it gives me an opportunity to show our community and the world that regardless of everything that Indigenous people have been through, we're still here, we're still dancing, we're still sharing, and we're still celebrating.
La mission de Lac-Labiche a accueilli un pensionnat pour autochtones de 1893 à 1898. Aujourd'hui considéré comme un lieu historique, l'église de la mission est toujours debout et célèbre ses 100 ans en 2023. Randy Lynn a des sentiments partagés en pensant aux souvenirs qu'elle a sur la mission et à ce que ses ancêtres y ont vécu.
I have mixed feelings. Again, the Lac-Labiche mission is like a historical point in our community. It's a place where we gather and we celebrate as a community. So I have a lot of good memories there. But sometimes, like, when I go there, I can't help but feel a little sad of thinking about the history that may have occurred there.
Alors que Randy Lynn a reçu quelques commentaires négatifs de la part de sa communauté pour sa danse à la mission, elle reste heureuse de se dire canadienne.
I know that Canadian history with Indigenous people is very dark at times, but given everything going on in the world, I'm still grateful to be a Canadian. Like, yes, we do have a lot of things to work on as a whole country. I'm grateful that I don't wake up in a war zone every day. I'm grateful for the fresh water that I have. I'm grateful for, you know, assistance programs when I need help, especially being a new mom and stuff like that.
Selon Randy Lynn, les habitants de Plamondon sont ouverts à la culture autochtone. Étant elle-même citoyenne de Lac-Labiche, elle est toujours prête à offrir des activités éducatives aux habitants de Plamondon.
The times that I've worked in representing Indigenous culture, I've always been welcomed and embraced and shown the utmost respect and love. And I have a special place in my heart for Plamondon and the Boreal radio station, as well as the schools out there that have had me come speak to their students. So I'm really grateful for that.
Avec le pow-wow du 1er juillet, elle espère éduquer davantage la communauté. Selon elle, chaque danse est une opportunité d'apprendre.
The way I utilize my dancing is like, it's eye-catching and people want to pay attention to me. And after I'm done dancing or before I'm done dancing, it's my opportunity to educate people on our history and educate people on what we're going through. And just an opportunity to show the rest of the world that we're more than stereotypes.
La Journée nationale des peuples autochtones du 21 juin et la danse du 1er juillet sont des manières pour Randy Lynn de démontrer sa fierté d'être membre des Premières Nations. Elle explique qu'il est important pour elle de s'exprimer à voix haute en hommage à ses ancêtres qui devaient rester silencieux.
I think of my relations, you know, my mom and my aunties and my uncles and my grandparents and my great-grandparents that grew up in a society where they weren't embraced as Indigenous people, that they were shunned and put down because of who they were.
Randy Lynn en a fait sa mission de partager sa culture autant avec la communauté de Plamondon-Lac-Labiche qu'avec ses propres enfants. Elle mentionne qu'elle a tout appris de sa mère, une survivante du pensionnat St. Peter's de Lesser Slave Lake.
When she became a mom, she really took it upon herself to relearn her culture and her language and attend ceremonies and all of that. And I got to come along for the ride. So feel like my mom built a foundation to show me how to share our culture and our ways with the next generation.
Malgré tout, elle ne refuse jamais une occasion d'organiser un powwow à la mission. Elle espère que son énergie puisse guérir quelques-unes des âmes se trouvant toujours sur les lieux.
Dancing for those who couldn't dance, dancing for those who weren't able to celebrate who they were. So every time I go there, I feel like I'm just reclaiming a little bit and maybe hopefully bringing a little bit of healing energy for the spirits that may still be there in regards to residential school history.
Camille Dany, Boréal FM, pour l'initiative de journalisme local.